Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. So every Thanksgiving, I like to throw together a special Thanksgiving episode, asking different friends and some people that I've been blessed to meet through Discord and other places if they would mind contributing for whatever reason. Well, I know the reason. Had a lot of extra work and some other things going on that prevented me from putting it out when I wanted to, but nevertheless, I'm here now, and so I'm gonna try to put this out. I'm gonna have two versions. I'm gonna have this one, which would be the main episode, and then I'm going to put another episode out featuring the video versions of the people, which you was only hear the audio from. I think would be three videos in total. But yeah, so thank you to those people who sent videos, and I would definitely put that out, some more content for the YouTube channel. But either way, I love doing these because it's, time to I we know the origin of things of this holiday, but as usual, we've taken it and we since we've known better now, or we know different, or well, yeah, I'll say we know better. So we've taken it and applied other things to it. So, it's no longer about the slaughter of indigenous tribes, but we are grateful and thankful for each other, for other people. And the thing I've been trying to push, I don't want to say, I guess so, trying to push or trying to be more mindful of and saying it when I speak of it to other people is that I pray that we not just. It's always weird that we wait until the end of the year for Thanksgiving, and especially with the way people try to skip over Thanksgiving for Thanksgiving and Christmas to be like, oh, well, this in this time of year, we should act like this. It's like, no, we should act like this towards each other throughout the year. So, whether you celebrate it or not, I hope whatever feelings of thankfulness, even if it's not with your blood relatives, is with whatever family that you put together yourself, whatever goodwill, whatever those feelings that we are supposed to have. I hope that you take that not just at the end of the year, but into next year and on, so that we are more mindful of each other, we are more respectful of each other, and show each other the type of love and grace that we're always supposed to have. And just so I'm clear, grace does have showing someone grace doesn't mean that you don't call them out. It does, mean you give them some leeway as you would like to have. But I've talked enough. Let me start reading some of the messages that I got. This one is from Rita. Hey bro, I don't know if it's too late. It's not because I'm late. But here it is, what I am thankful for: growth, therapy, intimacy with God, and learning with vulnerability. And I think that is good thing, growth, therapy, intimacy with God, learning with vulnerability. I think that's not grading any what anybody is thankful for, but growth is always good, and learning with vulnerability. Because a lot of times when we learn, I think we're kind of hard on ourselves sometimes, and is. What's the words I want to use? we don't open ourselves up to the space sometimes to where we can be. If there's a breakthrough in something, we like to try to hide that, or excuse the background noise, or stiffen up for something. Like if we come across something that's informative, we will, gonna say bottle up, but it can hamper our growth if we are trying to, it hampers our growth when we try to put our emotions in the box. It's like if you're growing and you're learning, you have to give yourself the space to say that, hey, maybe I was wrong in this situation, or even to reevaluate things to where you thought you knew the situation, or you thought you knew the reasons before that. And to also say, it was okay for me to feel like that before, and now that I have a different understanding of it, I can look at it differently and also move differently now that I've learned that. I'm not going to do that for everybody, but it's just something that I've seen her posts and her blogs and different things, and it was something I thought about. She posted a blog, I'll say a couple of weeks ago, that spoke to me about pretty much giving yourself grace when you are going through healing and different things like that. And also pretty much what I just spoke on about kind of holding yourself accountable, and and basically realizing, I know we always like to think that we are the hero, that we're always on the right side of things, and a lot of times we are not. So, but this next one is from friend of the pod, Cam. And excuse me, another reason why this is a little bit late, because fighting a bit of a cold. So excuse me. This is what Cam wrote. I'm thankful for the colleagues that have come around this year. Naturally, that sounds crazy, but spiritually it makes sense. God has been showing my wife and I glimpses of his promises, and majority of them have occurred during or after difficult storms. Even when you know the character of someone, seeing them exhibit it just continues to stack onto what you already know. It's no different for God. I'm thankful that the glimpses haven't removed the storms from our lives, but that in the middle of the storm, there's peace. Just like in the middle of a tropical storm, there's calm in the eye of it. I'm thankful that the challenges have pushed me to remain focused on changing my perspective in the midst of storms, as opposed to solely being focused on getting out of the storm. Feel like you can pass the collection plate for that one. That was, and say there's a, as they say, there's a word in there, especially the end about changing your perspective in the midst of storms, as opposed to solely being focused of getting out of the storm. I'm so sorry, guys, for all that. I'm sorry, give me one second. I swear, I'm always fine until I start recording. But I think that's great. I think a lot of reasons why we keep, why sometimes we keep going through the same storms, we keep going through the same struggles, is because we're so focused on, okay, I just gotta bunker down and hold on until this is over, instead of learning from the storm, instead of learning from the situation, or as he said, changing his perspective. Because that's another great thing. We cannot change, a lot of times we cannot change what's happened or what is happening to us, but we can change the way we look at it. We can change the way we view it. And once we do that, we can hopefully gain a different appreciation for it. But I think that's amazing to think of, especially in the midst of a storm. You don't have to wait for a storm to be over to be like, oh, this is what I learned from it, or say, oh, well, this is not as bad as I thought it was, or what have you. I also think that it is I want to put this, and it is interesting that the show, or to be, it is good to be reminded, or to have proof of, when you know somebody, you know who they are, and you can know somebody is reliable, you can know that they're dependable, but to have that visual. What's the word? Affirmation is also good, and as he spoke with God, and it's one thing I try to focus on. It's like we always say, "Oh, I know God is going to be there for me. I know this and that." But sometimes I think we're so caught up in the words that we forget to put it in practice to say, "Oh, I know God is going to be there for me," and then when something happens, we freak out as if we don't know where our help is going to come from. And when he shows up, it's like, oh, that's just adding to. So, I pray that we get better at maintaining that faith and maintaining that same mentality of, okay, I know this is going to happen. This is uncomfortable for me, but I'm not going to freak out and act as if I don't know how I'm gonna make it. I don't know exactly how I'm gonna make it out of this, but I know that I'm gonna make it to the other side because he's there with me. I had a couple of other ones, but just little short ones. Whitney was just like, she's happy for her friends and family. Short and sweet. It didn't have to be anything greatly profound. You don't have to, It's just that. If that what you're thankful for, the things that keep you going in life. So sorry, this should be my last one, at least for reading anyway. And once again, thank you to all the people who reached back to me to let me know, or who reached back to me and just contributed. I'm always thankful for that. I'm always thankful to anybody who reaches back out to me. When I reach out and they reach back to me, even if it's a yes or no to contribute for my podcast, I'm thankful for all those people because they don't, no one is, no one is required, or no one is obliged, no one owes me anything to do anything for my podcast. So I'm very thankful for all the people who have shown me love, who have been on my podcast, who have, shared episodes and the like. Trying to be emotional, my cough is like, nope. Okay, so this next one is from another friend of the pod, Talia Moore. She wrote, "I'm extremely grateful that God answered my prayers and my aunt's prayers, which was one and the same. To find each other. My father was adopted slash stolen. So to find his slash my biological family within the past 2 weeks after years of searching and hitting dead ends on Ancestry is truly a blessing. And I could not be more grateful for a multitude of reasons." And that's, I think that's beautiful, finding family, especially, if it's like that, to be in a situation where to find family that you didn't know existed or that you probably never thought existed, or same thing, or sorry, to find family that you didn't know existed, or to go through that long and to meet to connect with people. There's years of stories that you haven't heard before, and a chance to make a connection to connect to make a connection with somebody. And that's beautiful. That's wonderful. And I'm grateful that she felt open to share that with us, and just praying for connection and whatever with her, the new side of the family that she's connected with. And hoping for the best with that situation and everything that came with it. So, excuse me. So, next up in the audio, you should hear first, my two of my nieces, Madison and Ariel, and one of my nephews, Malik. I asked the three of them what they're thankful for. You should be hearing that next. After that is my sister, Latoya. She's Malik's mother. I asked her what she's thankful for. I asked Malik's older brother, Trey. I didn't get the chance to record him because I had to leave. I'm thankful for him because, unlike the other three, he actually had something good. He said he was thankful for his son, Trayvon Cole Jr. I call him Baby Thor because he was born during a thunderstorm. And when he was born, it calmed down. I was like, "So that's your name?" I legit was just like, "So what's the baby's name?" It was like, "I've been calling him Thor for like the last week or so. So what's the baby's name?" Like, okay. So after that, then you will hear the audio from three people, Deuces from Geek Sick Podcast. Once again, like I said, he's another person who's he is doing, when I look to see what I would like to do, him and his crew is the visual representation of what I, the people they're talking to, the grind they're on, and just the upward trajectory of what they're doing. They're doing where they were at the beginning of the year, it's not where they are now, and they're just keep going. And my little podcast is nothing compared to what they're building. And just to first of all, the first time he said yes, he would be on my show, I was grateful. And then for all of them to come back on and show love, because they could easily be like, "No, we don't want to talk to you," but they did. So, much love to them. Second, big bro, Andre Daughtry. Why'd I put an extra letter in there? I always add an extra letter to his name. Anyway, you guys know Andre. He's been on the show multiple times. He's also somebody I look up to in that sense of what he's doing. He has a lot of great clips and just different things of, hey, this is something wonderful to laugh at. This is something, a teaching moment, and just different things, different videos, things to make you smile and things to make you think. I love seeing his posts, and I just, because especially with most of the things we consume, it is a blessing to see the little bits of joy that he puts out in the podcast with him and his wife about teachers, and it's great. So you're gonna hear from him, and then lastly, you will hear from Rye. I've done a couple episodes with her. She should be having something come out soon. So check that out. I'll let you know whenever I know what she does. But I'm not sure if I'm going to add on something to this. I think I will. So the next voice is you. Oh, and Cat. Cat James from Discord. Shout out to Cat. Another person who I like to look at as to somebody who I can be an annoying little brother to. I'm grateful to Kat for blessings that she's done for me. I'm not gonna put them all out right here, but I'm grateful to her. And the confidence that she's had in me, and Kat's one of those people to you see her do a lot, you see her helping people and being a blessing to other people. And she's one of those people that when they tell you see them being a blessing to other people. So when they say that there's something that they're one of those people that you don't want to disappoint, that you don't want to drop the ball and whatever it is they're asking of you. So there's that. So I'm gonna pause right here. You're gonna hear this audio. I'm gonna take a time. Let me take a time. I'm gonna take time to breathe and clear my throat. And I'll be back to close out the episode. Okay. I'm with a couple of my nieces and one of my nephews, asking them what they're thankful for today. Maddie, what you say you're thankful
I'm personally thankful for myself because, I would not be here without myself. And I wouldn't be who I am without my fantastic personality that I'm pretty sure everyone loves about. Next is Ariel.
So basically, she's thankful for narcissism. Ari, what are you thankful for?
Probably my brain, because I think about a lot of good things.
Oh, that's it? All right. Okay. Malik?
I agree with Ariel, because without the brain, you can't really function.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I want Ariel on this one.
Okay.
I'm also thankful for this Thanksgiving meal,
Uh-huh.
because without it, I would not be full.
And to be honest, I can't really wait for this to be over so it can be Christmas. But I still love Thanksgiving. Family and friends. Even though it's the same thing on Christmas, you get gifts, it's even more better. But I like Thanksgiving too.
So yeah, that's what they're thankful for. So yeah, all right. Hey, I'm here with my sister, Latoya, asking her what she's thankful for this Thanksgiving and just in general.
Hello. I am thankful most definitely for my children, my two boys, for my grandson. I'm most definitely thankful for my entire family, my mother, my brother, my sister. And I'm not named, though I'm named him last, but I'm most thankful for the Lord. I'm so thankful and humble. He wakes me up. He's taking care of everyone that I love, and I'm mostly thankful for that.
Thank you.
Yo, 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 what it is, man. It's your boy, Young Deuces, from the Geek Set Podcast, the only podcast that blend hip-hop culture and geek culture together. And I like to wish everybody a happy holidays. For this Thanksgiving, man, I want to say, man, I'm thankful for my family and friends, for those who know me. That's what pumps me. That's what fuels me, man. I do a lot of things for my family and friends. But I really, really want to say, man, I'm thankful for the whole Blur community, man. I've met so many dope people this year, and just going on this walk of life of trying to amplify voices. And I can truly say, without y'all support, Geekset wouldn't be able to do half of the stuff that we're doing now. And I look forward to continue working with as many people, but you guys are very, very blessed. And we are grateful to have your guys' support and just thankful for everybody just doing their thing this Thanksgiving. So enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. Enjoy some good food. Deuces.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's your girl Sunshine and Georgia Rays. My boy asked me to come on for a moment just to let you guys know what I'm thankful for. I would have to say, most of all, I am thankful for my family. As always, they are my rock. I can always count on them when times get rough. Second is my friends of my past, of my current, of my future. Mainly because they push me to be better. They help me see what I can't. And without them, this creative space that I'm in would not exist for me. It's outside of just watching others. The fact that they push me to strive to make my own way, I couldn't thank them enough. Looking at you, Bolt. but also, I am thankful for my health and continuance of life. And lastly, I am thankful for the years to come, to see what this world throws at our door. I'm thankful to see your growth, and hopefully continue to be a part of that. So I want to say that anyone who's watching this, I'm thankful for you too. And I wish you guys the greatest of holidays. And don't forget, you should also be thankful for your heritage. Happy holidays, guys.
In this holiday season, we always want to give thanks. And one of the things that I'm grateful for is life. Now that I'm getting a little older, I realize how precious this time on earth really is. And seeing a lot of my friends and colleagues and family members pass away, it hurts. It just shows you how real our life is. And so I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful that I'm able to wake up in the morning and look at my beautiful wife. I'm thankful that I can text my two kids and then they reply back. I'm thankful that I still have parent around and a big brother around where I can call and hear their voices. I'm thankful that I have memories of my dad before he passed and how those memories are now shaping what it feels like now. Reflecting on that, my dad loved the holiday season just because he would always say, I'm thankful for family. And now it hits a little different. Now that we're all a little older, I can truly say that I am grateful and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for health. I had COVID back in 2021, long story. But before then, I would work out a lot and I was really trying to get into shape. And COVID knocked me down a little bit. And I'm still not all the way back as far as lungs functioning. I can't run like I used to. I'm out of breath a lot. And even when talking like here, I get out of breath. So I had to stop and pause and take like a good deep breath and then go back into it. But here's why I'm thankful. I'm still alive. I'm thankful that even though I exercise and I'm out of breath and it feels like I just ran a marathon, that I still have the breath that I have, that I'm still able to wake up, get up and move. And then lastly, I am thankful and grateful for dreams. Growing up, I used to dream really big. And one of the dreams was to help others. And although it was not specifically how I imagined it when I was 4, 5, 10, 11, or even 15, 16, but I'm still able to help others. And so for that, I'm grateful.
Thankful for my goddaughter, Aaliyah, my husband, FDJ, my family, my friends, and finally starting to walk in my purpose.
So yeah, thank you once again to everybody who contributed. Please forgive me if there's anybody I forgot for whatever reason. But once again, just thank you to all the people support me. I'm so grateful to all of you, because you don't have to. You don't have to respond. You don't have to contribute. You just do it. And I can't begin to fully express my gratitude for all the people who helped me get to number one, my 200th episode, and to be in the space, the people who've helped me learn, the people who've helped me grow, the people who supported me, once again, friends and family, the opportunity to see myself as someone worth supporting and to potentially be that for somebody else, to be a supporter, to be someone who uplifts, to encourage others. And I hope I can be that for somebody. And thank you to all the people who helped out, because you do that for me. And I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's the end of this. Hopefully, I have another episode coming up. Hopefully, can keep going, and it's not too much of a break until the new year, but I love you all. Have a good day, good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening to this or watching it as far as videos. Don't be so busy proving your point that you forget your purpose.